Ezra by A.S. Copley. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and put it also in writing, saying, Thus saith Cyrus, king of Persia, The Lord God of heaven hath given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he hath charged me to build him an house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Ezra chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Compare 2 Chronicles 36, verses 22 and 23. The name Ezra means help. Ezra was more than a help to his people Israel. We have this interesting bit of history from his pen. It covers a period of about 80 years, 536 to 456 BC. 12 years later, Nehemiah appears on the scene and labored with Ezra. Divisions in Ezra. The book falls naturally into two great divisions marked by two deportations to Jerusalem. The first six chapters embrace the first deportation in 536 BC. The last four chapters, the second deportation, was led by Ezra in 458 BC. For convenience in studying the record, we will observe the following 12 divisions. First deportation, 536 BC, Ezra chapter 1. Names and numbers of people going to Jerusalem, Ezra chapter 2. Altar erected and feasts observed, Ezra chapter 3 verses 1 through 7. Temple foundation laid, Ezra chapter 3 verses 8 through 13. Adversaries to progress, Ezra chapter 4. Haggai and Zechariah prophesied. Building of the temple resumed, Ezra chapters 5 through 6. Second deportation led by Ezra, 458 BC, Ezra chapters 7 and 8. Darius's decree, 520 BC, of no interference with Jews' work on the temple, Ezra chapter 8. Israel's transgression, Ezra chapter 9 verses 1 through 5. Ezra's prayer, Ezra chapter 9 verses 6 through 11. Ezra's entreaty, Ezra chapter 9 verses 12 through 15. Israel's confession, Ezra chapter 10. The first deportation, Ezra chapter 1. Jeremiah had prophesied a captivity of the Jews of 70 years duration, which came to pass. The first five chapters of Daniel are occupied with that period, namely the duration of the Babylonian Empire. Cyrus, the first king of the Medo-Persian Empire, overthrew the former and became the second world ruler of the divinely decreed Gentile times, which covers 2520 years, beginning with 606 BC. By taking Babylon, Cyrus freed the Jews from captivity. He was a remarkable character. Isaiah wrote about him giving his name before he was born and 100 years before he liberated the Jews. Read Isaiah chapter 45 verses 1 through 13, and you will appreciate his place and words all the more. When Jehovah wants something accomplished, he has the instrument prepared for the occasion. How safe and happy are we who trust him fully and always. He announces his plans beforehand, then fulfills them. Nebuchadnezzar had destroyed the house of God, in God's will. Then, 70 years later, Cyrus gave orders to rebuild it, in God's will. He's real to me, he's real to me, my blessed Lord is real to me. A living bright reality, my blessed Lord is real to me. Names and numbers of people going to Jerusalem, Ezra chapter 2. The names and numbers of those who went to Jerusalem at the first are given in Ezra chapter 2. Among the prominent names were Zerubbabel and Yeshua or Joshua, who became respectively governor and high priest. Sheshbazzar, Ezra chapter 1 verse 8, was another name for Zerubbabel. Also Nehemiah and Mordecai went up. Ezra went and returned. Nehemiah 12, verse 1. The Nethinims should not be overlooked. There were 392 in the first going up and 220 in the second. Ezra chapter 2 verses 46 through 54 and chapter 8 verse 20. That was rather a religious title than a nation. Nethinims means dedicated or devoted ones. They stood in sharp contrast with the princes and rulers who led in the trespass of intermarrying with the nations. Ezra chapter 9 verse 2. Nehemiah chapter 10 verse 28 is a clear commentary on the Nethinims. They were unlike the Gibeonites who served Israel by compulsion because they were caught in their trickery. With others, the Nethinims voluntarily separated from the people of the land unto the law of God. They clave to their brethren. They speak to us of an entire surrender to the Lord. We call such saints full overcomers today. The total number of the first deportation was 10 less than 50,000. See also Nehemiah chapter 7. Altar erected and feasts observed. Ezra chapter 3 verses 1 through 7. We infer from Ezra chapter 7 verse 9 that the people were at least 4 months journeying from Babylon to Jerusalem. Therefore, in the seventh month, Ezra chapter 3 verse 1, they builded an altar upon which to offer sacrifices. Ezra 3 verse 2. That was a wise beginning. It speaks to us of beginning our lives at Calvary and doing everything as based upon Christ's atoning death for us. Fear was upon Israel because of the people of those countries. Ezra chapter 3 verse 3. Typically, the cross was their protection. If we find refuge from God's wrath against sin by faith in Jesus' death for us, we are also safe from the power of Satan and wicked men. We have supposed that the temple must be rebuilt at the close of this age before the Jews could offer sacrifices. But here we learn that on returning to Jerusalem after the 70 years captivity, they offered burnt offerings and kept the third feast, the Feast of Tabernacles, before anything was done toward restoring the temple. Why may it not be after a similar fashion in these days? We are expecting to learn any day that Israel is offering sacrifices somewhere in Jerusalem. Will we hasten off to glory beforehand? God knows. We are believing, hoping, and longing for the trumpet to blow. Temple foundation laid, Ezra chapter 3 verses 8 through 13. The foundation of the temple was laid in the next year. It was not a cold, formal affair. The trumpeters and singers performed happily after the ordinance of David. And they sang together by course in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord because he is good, for his mercy endureth forever toward Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord. Ezra chapter 3 verse 11. Should not we praise our God more vehemently and shout much louder because he has laid a great foundation for an eternal salvation and a sublime spiritual structure by the death and resurrection of his Son? What brokenness of spirit, what tears of joy, what volume of mellow praises redemption deserves from us in Christ Jesus. Adversaries to progress, Ezra chapter 4. The building of the temple was hindered by the people of the land. First, the adversaries of Israel said, "Let us build with you, for we seek God as ye do." Satan sought at once to trip God's people. What a warning to us not to allow the world to join with us in building the church, much less not appeal to the world for help. We should say, as did the Jews, "We ourselves together will build unto the Lord God of Israel." We need none but God and ourselves. Thousands of saints are snared by a 50-50 business with the world, which ties their hands and shuts out divine power. Second, when the enemy could not get in by craft, then they troubled the Jews and hindered their work. They hired folks to frustrate their plans for 7 years of Cyrus's reign. During the 7 years reign of Ahasuerus and the 8 months reign of Artaxerxes, or Pseudo-Smerdis, their foes wrote to the kings to have the building stopped. So it ceased unto the second year of the reign of Darius, or Hystaspes, king of Persia. That was 520 BC, Ezra 4:24. There was possibly some cause of that hindrance among the Jews themselves, as is intimated by the later prophecy of Haggai. Some of them were showing more interest in their own homes than in God's house. We should always give His cause the preference. Let sorrow do its work, come grief or pain. Sweet are thy messengers, sweet their refrain. When they can sing with me, more love, O Christ, to thee.